You holding off Mem Tes Amar Aleph, new perik. Ha noyde min amavushal. Somebody makes an issa neder, and his lashon is that he's not allowed to eat from anything cooked. Min hamavushal means from cooked food. So the Mishnah says a chiddush that muter betzli. He's allowed to eat food that was roasted. Roasted is not called cooked. Over sholok. He's allowed to also eat something that's sholok. Even though usually sholok means it's cooked much more than mavushal. But here the Ran says sholok means it wasn't cooked that much. It was like only half cooked. The Ran says sholok means boshel v'loy boshel. It was cooked and not cooked. To nehi the sholok nami mashma boshel yesem idai demina per kol abosor. Even though sometimes sholok means cooked a lot, much more than mavushel, but over here it could mean even if it's only cooked a little bit. He says the b'nedarim horlach acha loshim b'nayodim. So Ran says over here, faket, if it would be cooked, well done, even if it's cooked more than it was supposed to, it would still be yosa. Because the way people talk, when they say mevushal, they also mean yosimidai. So the Mishnah says, uvisholok is mutter, it means it wasn't cooked that much. It's like half done, half raw, half cooked, that's still mutter. What about if somebody says, Omar koinem tavshol shenetoyim? Somebody says, koinem, that I can't eat this tavshol, this plate, like food on a plate. Shenetoyim, I can't eat it. So the Mishnah says, Osa b'maisa kedei v'rach. He's not allowed to eat food that was cooked like in a pot, but it has to be soft food. Tavshol means soft food. But umuta b'yava, that's the chiddush, he's allowed to eat things that are thick. Let's say like cake or thick cereal, that you would be allowed to eat. In other words, tavshul means soft food. So if you made an issa neder, you can't eat a tavshul, which means like cooked food, it means a soft food. And the Gemara will explain what this our Tana holds. A tavshul means something that you eat with bread. With bread, you eat soft food. But something that's hard already, like a hot cereal, or even like a cookies or cake, that you don't eat with bread, that you eat by itself. So a tavshul means soft food. Yomuta umuta biyav. If it's thick, he's allowed to eat it. Now umuta bebeitzer turmuta. He's also muta to eat an egg that was cooked. Poshin means it was cooked hard. It was cooked a lot. It became a hard egg. That's also not called a tavshul. The Ran says umuta bebeitzer tamita means before Shabbat Gemara the shalkilo b'maya chamima. You cook it up in hot water alfa zimna 1,000 times. V'yalfa zimna b'maya kriri. And then you put it 1,000 times into cold water. 1-1-1-1. Ah, the mizura, the mizutra, the kabbalah law. But it becomes so small that you could swallow it up. V'le misachla berift, you don't need food, you don't need bread with it. Now, that's the heter here. Since this type of an egg, it comes so small that you don't have to eat bread with it, therefore it's mutter, it's not called bechlal a tavshel. But other eggs you do eat with bread would be asa. The same thing over the last, Harmutza. But last is like a pumpkin, that you can't eat it by itself, you have to put chimchimutz, some like vinegar inside it. So also, that type of a food you do not eat with bread, therefore you're mutter to eat. These two cases we'll see in the Gemara. But that's the cloud of you. Now see yourself from a tavshul, our Tana holds a tavshul means food, soft food, that you eat with bread. But something already a little hard cereal, you do not eat with bread, that should be mutter. Yeah. More stuff like this. Tanya learned in a braisa. Yehanoida mi maisa kedera. If somebody makes an issa neder, he can't eat from a maisa kedera. Means something that was cooked. Is ein osar ella mi maisa rischosa. He's only osar to eat something that's hot. That's called a maisa kedera. Means something that was cooked like in the pot means hot food. But cold food, you mutet, you're allowed to eat. What about Omar? He says, Koinem hayorid lekedera sheni toim. I make it an issa neder that anything that went down to the pot, I can't eat from. Then we say also b'chol hamesbash lemekedera. Anything that was once cooked in the pot, it's also for you to eat, even though it's not hot anymore, even though now it's cold, still it's also. Since it was once put into a pot, once cooked, it's also. But if you say mimaisa kedera, then you only mean something that still rischosa, it still has to be hot. That's what you mean. More sounds like this. Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yashia oiser. Rabbi Yashia says it's oser. But he argues on the first part of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if somebody makes a nedim in a mavushal, that he's not going to eat something that was cooked. So the Mishnah says he's mutter b'tzli, he's allowed to eat food that was roasted. Roasted is not called cooked. And Rabbi Yashi argues on this and says, no, when a person says mavushal, he means to include also tzli, something that was roasted. Then he says, v'yafalti shen raya l'dover, even though I don't have 100% proof for what I'm saying, but zech l'dover, and there is type of a zech, a remembrance from a pasuk to what I'm saying. Shenema, there's a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim that says, v'yavashlu es ha-pesach b'esh kemishpat, that they cooked up the korban pesach in fire the way you are supposed to. Now we all know the way you eat a korban pesach is b'tzli. A korban pesach has to be roasted. So you see, the pasuk calls roasted mavushal. So you see, when you say mavushal, it's also included tzli. Tzli roasted and mavushal cooked are interchangeable. So therefore, Rav Yashi holds in Svara, when a person makes a neder, that he's not going to eat something that's mavushal, that's cooked, he also means to include something that was roasted. You can't eat roasted meat. So what's the machlokes then from our time in the Mishnah that says it's mutter to Rav Yashi that said it's also? So Leima, let's say Bo Kemiflagi. This is what they're arguing in. The Rav Yashi is Sova Holachacha Loshen Torah. That even when a person makes a neder, we say the words that he says, he means the same way the Torah uses these words. And here in Divrei HaYomim, the Navi, we see use a Loshen of Bishul for Tzli. So you see the two words are interchangeable. So the same thing applies to Hilchos Nedarim. When a person makes a neder not to eat Mavushul, he also means Tzli. And Batana Dilan, our Tana from our Mishnah, Sover he holds, B'nedorim holach acha loshim b'nei yodam, that no, when a person makes a neder, you know what he means. He means the way people talk. When we say a word, we mean how we understand in our normal conversation. So when a person talks to his friend, and he talks about mavushal, something that's cooked, he only means cooked food, and he does not mean roasted food. Because when you want to mean roasted, you say roasted, you don't say mavushal. So maybe that's the machlokes. If by Nedorim do you go after Loshim ben Yodim? Zumura says, Loi, no, that's not the Machlokes. Because really, I'll tell you, the Kula Yalma, everybody holds, and that's the Lochem, the Nedorim, Holach, Acha, Loshim ben Yodim. That's the Klala Neder, when a person says it. A Neder, the Pshat is, you're putting something upon yourself. Nobody asked you to do it. The Torah didn't tell you to do it. You're doing it yourself. So whatever you say, you know what you mean, the way people talk. You go after Loshen Bnei Yodim. How a normal conversation you have, what you mean normally talking, that's what you also mean when you make a neder. So everybody holds that way. Everybody holds this cloud. We go boss to Loshen Bnei Yodim. So what's the machlokes over here then? V'mar kiyasrei, omar kiyasrei. Each one of these tanoim spoke about how they used to talk in their city. V'yasrei, the Tana Dilan, in the city where the Tana of our Mishnah lived. Litzli, korelitzli, ul mavushal, korelimavushal. In his town, in his city, they used to say cooked food, cooked, and roasted, roasted. They didn't interchange. The word mavushal means cooked food. Therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah says, if somebody makes a neder not to eat cooked food, he only means cooked food, it's also. But tzli is a different way of saying it. He did not say it, he did not mean it. Mashen came. Ba'asra the Rabbi Ashiya, but in the city where Rabbi Ashiya lived, this Tana, afilu tzli korim avushal. Even tzli roasted food, people also used to call it their cooked food. So therefore, that's the machlokes. So really, it's not a machlokes. Really, it depends on which city you're living in. Like if in your city where you live, people talk about roasted food, they call it cooked food. So if you make a neder there, you do not want to eat cooked food, it's also if you eat a roasted food also. Fred the Gemara, I v'akro nosiv lo. I Rabbi Yashia brings a pasuk. So chutz mashma, not that the pshat is that's the way people talk in his city, but rather he's saying you have to go after the lashon haTorah because he brings a pasuk. The way we're saying now, it's only a svara the way people talk. So why do I care what the pasuk says? So Gemara says true esmachta bialma. He doesn't bring the pasuk for proof. His halacha is only an esmachta. Just like you see the pasuk calls tzli mavushal. It calls the Korban Pesach, they cooked it. Even though we know that means they roasted it, so the same thing in his city, people also used to call roasted food cooked food. So in his place, if somebody would make a neder, I'm making a neder that I can't eat something that's cooked, you also mean to include roasted food. You can't eat roasted food either. Then our Mishnah says, Tana Tavshul. In Kainim Tavshul, someone who makes an Issa Neder, not to eat from a Tavshul, a plate of food. So our Tana holds us only also soft food, but hard food, over. If it's thick already, a thick cereal, that you mutter to eat. For the Gemara, why? Voha mi Tavshul Nadar. He made a Neder not to eat a Tavshul. So what if the cereal is a little bit thick? So what about if you have thick farina? So what? It's still a Tavshul. How come our Tana says if it's thick, it's mutter? It's still a tavshul. It was still cooked food that you have on a plate now. Why is it mutter? So Amar Abaye says the pshat for our Tana is like this. Hi Tana, kol midi de misachle be'rifta. Any type of a food that you eat with bread, tavshul korelei. That's called a tavshul. That's called food. A tavshul means soft food that you eat with bread. But something that's a little bit thick already, you eat it by itself without bread, that's not included in the tavshul. For Tanya, we'll bring a proof for this. Benichus, it's a proof that Hanoidim in a tavshul. If someone makes an issa neder not to eat from a tavshul from food, we say also b'chol mine tavshul. He's also with all type of foods. The also b'tzli of a sholok. He's also also with roasted food because that's also called a tavshul. Over sholok and cooked food over mavushol. Sholok here can either mean cooked well or else half cooked. Mavushol means it's cooked normally. But the he's also with these things. The also be hitrius rakos. He's also to eat soft hitrius. Hitrius, the Ran says, diluyim kitanim, small pumpkins. So he ate, yeah. So he ate these small ones, but it was soft. See, shahacholin oichlam behen piton. So Tana says, the Brisa says, you know why it's also for you to eat. The soft cooked pumpkins, because a sick person eats it with bread. So of course that's the proof. That you see, he explains himself, why is this tavshul also? Why is it also for to eat this hitrius rakos, soft pumpkins? Because a sick person eats it with bread. So you see, a tavshul means food that you eat with bread. Soft food that you eat with bread. But the food is a little bit thick already, then eat it by itself, farina, eat by itself, you do not need bread with it, that's not b'chlal tavshul anymore. For the Gemara, it's not that way. Like here the Brisa says that a chayla, a sick person, eats this hitrios, which is a small pumpkin. So mashma pumpkins is good for a sick person. For the Gemara, it's not that way, eini, vor Reb Yirmiya cholish. Reb Yirmiya once got sick. All the gabayu asiya, a certain doctor came inside, li asiya to heal him. Chos yakoro demachas abaisai. He saw the way Rav Yirmiya had a pumpkin in his house. Shafka, the doctor, went outside. Shafka left him, Benofik went outside. The doctor didn't even want to do anything to him. Omar, the doctor said, he malach Musa, isla ledein abaisai. This guy, Rav Yirmiya, has the malach amavis in his house. He has the pumpkin there. V'yano ayo li asiya, and I should go and heal him up. Yasei, I should go heal him up. In other words, that's just poison. Yeah, poison. If you have poison, Zach in your house, what do you want from me? That's what's killing you. In other words, you don't need me here. So, Chura Takasha, before we say a soft pumpkin is good. So, most of Lakasha is austere. Hobrechichi, Hobbiashuni. Before the case was, it was soft. If it's soft, then it's good for the Cholam. But here, by Rabbi Yirmi's case, it was a hard one. Biashuni means it was hard. That's no good. Caution. Rava Barula Omar Hobi Kra Gufe Hobi Gave the Kra. One's talking about the outside part of the Kra, the pumpkin that's hard, that's no good. But the inside of it, Masha Batoichoi Mali, the inside of the pumpkin, that's soft, that's good for the Chayla. So therefore, there's no stira. But I'll call upon him, it's a proof to our Tana that the Pshat for Natavsha means something, the food that you eat with bread. The Omer of Yehuda, Lo Liva de Kra. Besilka, that masha b'toychoi, the inside of the pumpkin, it's good to eat. Besilka with beets, yida with built beets. Rashi Iran, yivashlena wim tradin. It's good to cook it with beets, then it's good. And the liva de kistna, the inside of flax, the kutcha, it's good to eat with kutcha. Kuta, that's a special like a sauce that you have. Some sauce. Yeah, it has some milk in it, some bread in it, some other stuff in it. Had him sochim. I call upon the inside of flax is good to eat b'kutcha. And the Gemara says, with dovah is there, this thing that flax is good to eat, also liyarmah b'fnei yamoritz. You should not tell it to an amoritz. Because we're afraid the Ran says, k'deish lo yakrenu apishtim l'kach. The person shouldn't go and uproot flax, like flax is good to grow, to use the flax. Mashenka and Amoritz hears that the inside of the flax is good to eat, he'll go around uprooting the flax and rooting the flax just to get this food out of it. Rav says like this, another terrorist of Al-Kasha, Man Cholin Rabbonin. That's what the Gemara says before, that for a pumpkin was good for a chayla, it doesn't mean literally a sick person. It means a Talmud Chacham. Man Cholin, who does it mean? He's sick Rabbonin. That they're not really sick, that the Ran says, Ein Ochinami, the bottom round, the craw could be real pumpkin, Ben Rechichi, Ben Ushni, Koshin L'chayla. Whether it's soft, whether it's hard, it's no good for the sick person. When do we say that sick people eat this pumpkin with the bread? Lam chayla mamash doesn't mean a real sick person. Elaman chaylin rabbonin. Who's called the sick person? The Talmid Chachamim, the rabbonin. The afilu bebriyusan. Even when they're healthy, hein shushe koyach. They're very weak. But the Talmid Chachamim that learns Torah the whole day, the Torah makes you weak. It uses up your strength. So therefore, that's what it says before, it's good for chaylam, that means a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says, Rav al-Tam, Rav goes to his own time. Like he says, the Yom HaRav, Rav says,